Parenting. As parents, we all have different ideas of what success means for our children. I think the most important aspect of success has to do with finding a real passion for something in life. It means a responsibility to live up to one's potential. That has to be discovered. It can't be forced upon a youngster growing up. And we cannot expect children to be replicas of us. From the minute they emerge from the womb, they are already themselves. That must be honored. And they must be given the tools and opportunities to go as far as they possibly can on their own. Those were remarks I made at a keynote address I gave at Brown University Parents Weekend, October 2001. When I was born in September 1952, my father, Franklin, was only 24. Although our relationship was always complex and became increasingly complicated as I moved into adulthood, as a youngster, I delighted in the fact that he was young, too. Because he was a college professor, first at Columbia, then at Wesleyan and Yale, his vacations generally coincided with ours. My brother Ben and I, my half-brothers Brock and Mark, and my half-sister Allison all cherished his attention and the activities we shared with him when we were very young. During the Christmas holidays, he taught us to ski. He and my stepmother Helen bought a tiny cottage in Ludlow, Vermont, close to several ski areas. All five children were on the slopes by age three, then skiing on our own by four or five. Once we were on top of the mountain, we waited together as my father stationed himself 100 yards below. When he was ready, we skied down to him one at a time until we were all assembled for his review. Then he would go another 100 yards down the slope, and we would repeat the process until we reached the bottom. He had a special talent for communicating with each child based on age and skill. I was the oldest, and Mark was the youngest, a difference of nearly 10 years, with the others spaced fairly evenly in between. For all of us, a word of praise could make our day. On the other hand, because he thought the lift tickets, about $10, were outrageously expensive, we had to be the first ones on the mountain and the last to leave, which could make for a miserable day.